Sun Lin Fai Lok.
Happy New Year.
It is indeed a pleasure to be with you on the first Sunday of this new Chinese year.
好高興可以喺新年嘅第一個主日嚟你哋當中間分享。
Thank you for your support of the ministry God has given to us in the Hazleton area.
好多謝你同我哋喺神裏面同工呢一個嘅事工。
It is miraculous to see what God has done and is doing.
喺裏面都睇到神好大嘅神跡喺原住民嗰度做事。
And your partnership with us has been such a blessing to us.
你哋喺嗰度嘅一個合作都係一個好大嘅祝福。
And we want to express our gratitude to you through this piece of Gitsan art.
喺呢度有一個原住民嘅手工藝，都有少少嘅禮物去多謝大家。
It's the face in the moon.
係一個月形嘅雕刻。
And the original was done by Kinmoat, a carver, a Gitsan carver.
係一個原住民嘅一個師傅做嘅。
So when you see this,
當你睇到呢一個手工藝嘅時候,
would you remember?
請大家紀念
the Gitsan people of the Hazleton area.
紀念希素騰嗰度嘅原住民,
and pray for them.
去為佢哋禱告,
that the light of the gospel of Jesus,
所以嗰個神福音嗰個嘅光,
would shine into their hearts,
可以去到佢哋心裏邊,
so that they would come to know Him as their Savior and Lord too.
所以他們就可以得到這個福音的好處。
Okay, well, we had the screen there. Let's try again. There we go. All right. So you may ask, have we had snow in Hazleton this year?
你會問,希素騰今年下過雪沒呢?
The truth is, have we ever had snow?
有很多的雪。
We have never seen so much snow.
有史以來都未見過咁多嘅雪
as this year in Hazleton.
今年真係好多雪啦。
This is an earlier picture of the truck.
呢一個係我架車。
And another.
另一張嘅圖畫。
And this is a later picture of the truck.
再遲啲咁多雪啦。
And you can't even see the truck now.
最尾連架車都睇唔到啦。
In fact, we have walls where our lawn used to be.
現在有一,在我們那個草地那裡,現在有個雪牆在那裡,
walls of snow.
一蹦一蹦的雪牆。
Here's the snow that fell just last week on our deck.
這個就是我的後院那裡剛剛落的雪。
And out of our basement windows, you can see little elves.
在我們的地牢那裡都看不到外面。
Ah, but what a wonderful winter wonderland.
這個真是一個雪地的樂園。
And the beautiful mountains, they are much more beautiful in winter.
那裡的山,因為有雪,
so I invite you to Hazleton in the winter time. The goals of Misty River Ministries are to reach First Nations people for Christ. To see leaders come forward to minister to their own people. And to come alongside of them and to train them for that ministry. We've spoken with you many times before about Chucky and Eleanor Olson. And we just want to report to you this morning that God is profoundly at work in their lives. It is sometimes challenging because they are facing things from their past that they were struggling to be able to face before. And sometimes that's chaotic. But we can see the hand of God at work. And it is a marvelous thing. You can see hope like wasn't there before. Some days the clouds come over, but the next day, the sun shines again. And God is faithful
神是信实的。
To complete the work that he has begun.
他开始的工他一定会完成。
Dean and Anna and Carson are another family.
这个是另外一个家庭。
That we have had a long relationship with.
我们也都跟他们有很长的关系。
Not long ago, Anna said to me,
在一段时间之前，他有一个这个女的女仔告诉我听。
She was wondering why sometimes it seems God doesn't answer prayer.
为什么有时神好像不听祷告呢？
And she was reading the Bible and found James 4.
她读圣经的时候看到雅各书第四章。
And she said, would you explain to me more what it says?
你可不可以解释这段圣经给我听？
So her understanding of God is growing.
所以他们对神的明白是一路的成长。
And God is at work in their lives.
神他们生命里面动工。
Everett and Wendy are another couple that I visit with regularly.
这一对是另外一对我探的年轻人。
Recently, Everett was splitting wood.
在之前的时候，这个男仔去劈木。
So I showed up and started to help.
我去到他那里和他一起去劈。
And as we were working, I found he was using just a little axe.
我看到他是用一个很小的斧头。
Because the handle on the splitting maul had broken.
因为他那个斧头的柄都烂了。
So I helped him repair the axe.
所以我帮他整好那个斧头。
And we had a wonderful time together.
有一个很好的时间。
He shared of how he'd come to know me about 2002.
他说我们在2002年就开始认识。
And it was because he heard me preaching.
因为他听到我讲道。
That he wanted to recommit his life to Christ.
他想将他的生命再一次给回基督。
Since then, he's gone through times of doubt.
他有时他会经过一些怀疑的时间。
But he said God has shown him his faithfulness.
但是神他将他的信实显现给他看。
And he says, my faith is firm now.
现在他的信心就很坚固。
Billy and Courtney and their two children, Isabel and Aaliyah,
这里一家四口
are a wonderful couple and family.
他们是一家很融洽的生活。
Billy has recently said,
这个丈夫最近讲过,
he senses God calling him to pastor.
他说, 听到神呼召要他成为牧师。
Just before Christmas this year,
在圣诞节那个附近,
he led one of his friends to Christ.
他带到他的一个朋友信主。
That's our first grandchild.
是我们事工的第一个孙。
Among the Gitsan.
在他们原住民当中的第一个。
Indigenous people,
这帮是原住民。
Reaching their own for Christ.
为到基督去接触他们身边的原住民。
Bless the Lord.
愿神都祝福他们的事工。
We're so grateful for the teams that come from Richmond.
我多谢你们派上去那些同工，那些队工。
And for the relationships that they form with families like Mark Louis and his family.
上去都同他们建立了很多关系，好像同这一家人的一样。
It's through these relationships.
是藉着这些关系。
That they're able to shine the light of Christ
神的光就可以照耀在他们里面
into the hearts and lives of the Gitsan people.
去到那个原住民的心里面
It's a light that shines into a wintry darkness.
是一个光照到这个冬天很黑暗的时候
And God is working his masterpiece.
但神在当中就做着他这个奇功
in their lives.
在他们的生命里面
Amen.
Amen.
The title of our message this morning
我们今早讲到的主题是
is reflecting the light.
去将神的光照出来。
There was a minister
有一个牧师
in the middle of his message asked a question of the congregation.
他讲到的时候他问了他会众一个问题。
And what is a saint?
一个圣徒究竟是什么呢?
A little boy looked up at the stained glass window of the apostles and blurted out,
一个小孩子他看到他上高屋顶磨砂玻璃的圣徒像的时候就说了
People who let the light shine through
是那些人让基督的光照下来的
Almost immediately
同时呢
We think of how hard it is to do that consistently
我们可能想到做这件事是很难
In contrast to that thought
是不同一个相反的想法呢就是
The scripture in Matthew 11:29-30
马太福音十一章二十九到三十节嗰度话
，says take my yoke upon you，
你要负我嘅轭
，let me teach you，
让我教你
，because I am humble and gentle，
因为我心里柔和谦卑。
And you will find rest for your souls.
你就会得享安息。
For my yoke fits perfectly.
因为我的担子是容易的。
And the burden I give you is light.
我的轭是轻省的。
We tend to think of this verse.
我们想这个金句的时候。
As not fitting well.
可能同埋一个。
With the message of the Sermon on the Mount.
登山部分不是很融合。
But I believe, if understood properly,
但我相信当你去再去学睇一睇嘅时候
that is exactly the message Jesus is giving you and I.
呢一段嘅经文就系耶稣同我哋讲
through this message on the mount.
同呢个登山宝训嗰个嘅系好吻合嘅
So our goal then,
我哋今日嘅目标就系
is to understand our spiritual poverty.
我哋要明白自己灵里边嘅欠缺
so we can inherit His riches.And reflect His light to us. My friend Ben Kononoff recently had cataract surgery. When a person has cataracts, the growth gradually forms over the eyes. And little by little, the vision starts to degrade.The quality of eyesight is degraded till finally,
如果他不理的呢,他慢慢慢慢的视力就会低了。
If left untreated, they would end up blind.
如果不去做一些医治的时候,他就会看不到东西。
Ben was able to get surgery.
我这个朋友,他接受了手术。
And also to have a lens implanted for better vision.
也都同时一个视网膜将他摆了下去眼睛里,令他再看得清楚一点。
After allowing his eyes to heal,
他康復了之後,
he returned to his regular work,
他回到他的工作那裡,
which involves traveling to churches,
他要去不同的教會,
to speak about planned giving,
去分享去籌款。
On this particular occasion, he headed north,
他在這次的時候, 他去北行,
up Highway 97 to Quesnel and Prince George,
他向北去97號公路去北行。
By the time he got to Cache Creek, he was overwhelmed.
他中途的时候他突然觉得很惊讶。
He pulled his car over to the side of the road to call his wife.
他将他的车停下来他打电话给他的太太。
He told her he was overwhelmed with the beauty.
他说他那些风景令他很漂亮很惊奇。
Everything had seemed only gray before.
之前那些东西都是好像很灰暗那样。
Now since the surgery, everything was a vivid color.
现在经过手术很多东西都很多颜色很靓。
When we come into an understanding,
当我们明白到
of how wonderful it is to rest humbly in God's provision,
在神里面谦虚的去依靠他的时候
for us through Christ,
我们藉着基督去生活
it's like the cataracts have been removed from our eyes,
就好像我们都经过了这个白内障手术一样。
And we can see God's glorious plan fulfilled through us.
我们就看到神那个荣耀的计划在我们的生命里面显明。
As His light shines to others.
是祂的光藉着我们显出其他人那里。
Alfred Edersheim wrote a book.
我读了一本书。
Called The Life and Times of Jesus the Messiah.
讲到耶稣我们的尼赛亚救主的生活。
He said about the contrast between the laws and Jesus' beatitudes.
他讲到这个八福和当时那些律法的分别。
The law is an attempt,
那些律法呢就是去试
by means of thoughts and actions,
他们想控制自己的思想行为
to strive toward God,
去向神去走。
The Beatitudes represent,
这个八福呢
a new life springing from God and in God,
是在神的里面藉着神一个新的生命的开始。
If we are saying, I'm going to do it myself,
如果我们说我们自己搞得怎么样呢?
then it is a very difficult and impossible thing.
是一个很难甚至一个不可能的一个做法。
But if we say, Oh God, come and live in me,
但如果我们说神啊,你来我的生命里面去生活。
Shine in me so I reflect your light.
将你的光摆我里面所以这个光可以显明出来。
Then it will be done.
但这样就有可能了。
And the yoke will be easy and the burden light.
这个担子是轻省的，这个轭是会容易的。
The Sermon on the Mount was given quite early in Jesus' ministry.
耶稣喺佢出嚟讲道嘅时候，好早就讲呢个登山部分。
He had been engaging in ministry long enough.
佢亦都做咗一啲唔同嘅事工。
By this time, there was a growing excitement.
佢呢个时候亦都有好多人对佢有兴趣。
He had gone to Jerusalem doing miracles there.
佢去过耶路撒冷做神迹。
He had attended the wedding at Cana.
佢喺嗰个婚礼里边亦都以水变酒。
He had returned to his home area and done miracles there.
佢翻到去佢嘅家乡附近去做神迹。
The people were amazed at what was happening.
嗰啲嘅人对佢都好惊奇，好。
And wanted to learn more about Jesus.
佢想更加嘅学多啲，知道关于耶稣嘅事。
We learn from the other gospel accounts.
我哋喺其他嗰啲嘅福音里面睇到。
That he spent the night before in prayer.
佢喺登山步之前一晚佢祷告。
And in the morning had appointed his disciples.
佢之后咧就去点去指明咗十二个门徒。
Jesus began to talk to the people about what the kingdom of God is like.
佢呢度讲到神嘅国系点样嘅。
This they thought at first.
佢哋嗰啲听众咧就觉得
was just what they wanted to hear.
系佢哋好想知道嘅事。
Jesus really is the Messiah.
耶稣真系佢哋嘅救主。
He really is going to set up a new kingdom.
佢真系会喺呢一度做个新嘅国度。
The days of Roman occupation would soon be ended.
罗马嘅政权好快就会完结了。
A new era of Israeli world dominance would begin.
新嘅以色列嘅国家会再兴起。
But as he began to share further,
但系当耶稣继续佢讲嘅时候
，about this kingdom, they were confused.
佢哋就慢慢开始迷失啦。
Jesus wasn't talking about an earthly kingdom at all.
耶稣唔系讲一个地上面嘅国度。
But rather a kingdom that would begin inside the heart.
就是那个国度在人的心里面开始。
And started to reflect its inward reality outward.
将他心那个的事实去显出来，他出面。
To all with whom they came in contact.
去影响他们身边所有接触他们的人。
Unlike their own understanding of the kingdom.
跟他们自己所认识的国度很不同。
This new kingdom was based instead on a condition of the heart.
这个国度是由心去开始的。
Yet this condition of the heart
这个心呢?
was not one that one could achieve on one's own.
也都不是藉着他们自己做什么可以影响到。
But rather began to come to a person
但是就要去到一个人面前。
In direct relationship to his or her connection
就是将到他们和这个关系
With the king of the new kingdom.
是会为这个国的王一起的关系。
It was out of this new relationship to the king.
就是藉着这个新的和这个国王的关系呢?
As a citizen of the kingdom of heaven.
这个天国的子民。
That a person began to be salt and light.
他们就可以成为世上的光和盐。
To others.
去影响其他的人。
To say that one was salt.
去话一个人系世上嘅盐咧
，adding flavor，
去加咗味道
，meant that the lifestyle one led demonstrated a newness of life。
就系呢度就系讲到有一个新嘅生命嘅开始
，a life made possible by the presence of the King。
系因为有神喺我哋生命里边先至可以嘅。
In the heart of the one who claimed to be a kingdom citizen。
喺要有神喺一个神子民嘅心里边生活先至可以嘅。
To be a citizen of the kingdom。
去成为一个神的子民呢
meant that one would let light,
就是说会将这个光
the light of that inner reality,
将他心里面那个光
shine outwards,
向外显出影响其他的人
to everyone with whom they came in contact,
去影响他们身边每一个接触他们的人
much to the shock and chagrin of the religious leaders,
他们这个听到之后那些宗教领袖就很惊奇
he began to speak about how this new lifestyle,
耶稣就讲到这个新的生命呢
was quite different even in opposition to
是同不同甚至是反对
the religious leaders the way the religious leaders taught and led their lives
当时那些宗教领袖教的生活的
their emphasis was on outward conduct
那些领袖他注重的是外面的行为
in obedience to the law
是要去守律法
should such a person be successful
如果一个人可以守到律法呢
in keeping the considerable list of do's and don'ts,
守到律法裏面好多可以行嘅，唔可以行嘅
and strictly observing religious laws added by the religious elite,
仲有一啲係嗰啲律法嘅師去加上去嘅另外一啲律例
then one could be quite confident before God,
咁呢一個人就可以喺神面前
and in the eyes of these spiritual leaders,
同埋呢啲屬靈嘅領袖面前
that one was in good standing with God,
佢哋就係一個好人
An example to others.
可以成为别人的榜样。
To this kind of teaching, Jesus was in resolute opposition.
耶稣他很反对这些教法。
And declared that it led to spiritual harm.
他说这些是对这个灵命有害的。
Not to the betterment of those who followed its pathway.
而对跟从这些是无益的。
Let's begin to take a closer look.
我们去留心再看多一点。
At the kind of reflection, this new light,
去呢啲睇一睇呢个嘅光系咩嘅光
？With those who came in contact,
系点样去影响到其他嘅人
？With the subjects of this new kingdom,
喺呢个新嘅天国嘅国度点样去影响
？Jesus began his sermon.
耶稣佢开头嘅时候讲话
，by sharing the characteristics.
佢讲到一啲嘅唔同嘅性质
，of a kingdom citizen.
一个天国子民嘅性质。
The first,
第一咧。
Is recognition of my need.
就是认到自己的不足需要。
Verse 3 says,
第三节说,
God blesses those who realize their need for Him.
他说神祝福那些知道需要他的人。
For the kingdom of heaven is given to them.
因为天国是他们的。
The new kingdom,
这个新的国度,
is what A.W. Tozer called,
一个神学家他这样说,
the upside down kingdom.
在一个反转的世界
the normal way to obtain a role of leadership
在一个正常去怎样做一个领袖呢
had been to climb to the top of the hill first
是要向上爬
the order of the new kingdom
这个新的国度就不是了
was to be a leader
要怎样去成为一个领袖呢
by way of places of humility and service
是要去谦卑的去服侍
As genuine humility and service,
当一个人真心去谦卑去服侍的时候
were recognized.
人家就会看到
One would then be asked,
跟住就会被邀请
to lead and model these attributes,
去将这些的谦卑服侍的我做榜样
for others,
去令到其他人都可以跟住
Second,
第二呢
mourning my brokenness before a holy God.
去为到自己呢啲嘅不足嘅破碎去哀恸。
Humility and recognition of my poverty apart from Jesus。
去认识到谦卑，咁知道系离开神以外，我哋一无所有。
Became to be and remains an essential part。
呢一个信念咧就系
of the citizen of the kingdom of heaven。
一个天国子民嘅一个好大嘅信念。
Verse 4 says。
第四节话。
God blesses those who mourn,
哀恸的人有福了,
for they will be comforted.
因为他们必得安慰。
I'm not afraid to talk about repentance.
我不怕去讲一些怎样去悔过。
Because without genuine repentance,
但如果你没有真的去悔过的时候,
there is no joy.
就是没有这个真的喜乐。
When my sins are forgiven,
当我罪得赦免
My heart is filled with joy.
我的心就充满喜乐。
We don't want to rob people of that.
我们不想将这个经历去拿走。
Because it's the real thing.
因为这个才是真正的。
As they are united with Christ.
当他们跟神联合一起的时候。
In relationship and sense they are forgiven.
他有这个关系和经历了这个恩典。
Instead of strength as a hallmark of the new kingdom.
这个新的国度不是说人家的能力
There was to be a brokenness about
是这个看到人的首先是看到人的破碎
Our sinful condition
看到我们自己的罪性
As we more and more
当我们去哀恸这件事
Grow to see how holy God is
我们看到神的圣洁
And we must approach him
我们要慢慢地向他
Based on his mercy and forgiveness One of the dear men I work with regularly has had a problem with drug addiction.
他有这个毒瘾
It's been an ongoing struggle for him.
是他对这个事,他对他一个很大的挑战,
that has only begun to turn around in the last few months.
是这几个月才慢慢地看到改变。
The change began one afternoon.
这个改变由一个下午开始,
when I went to his house to see him.
我去他家探他。
His wife met me at the door.
他的太太出来接我。
And told me he wasn't there.
他说他不在。
He told me I could. She told me I could find him at a particular house.
他告诉我他去了那间屋那里。
I'd been to that house before.
我去过那间屋了。
It's a drug house.
是一个吸毒的地方。
The people who live there use drugs.
在那里住的人会吸毒。
And they sell drugs to other people.
他们卖毒给其他人。
I was a bit concerned about going there.
我过去的时候都有点担心。
Because a white man.
因为一个白人。
Umshua. That's the Gitsan word. And a First Nations drug house.
和一个原住民吸毒的地方,
don't mix very well.
是一个不好的一个,
So I drove to the house praying as I went.
所以我一路驾车过去,
I pulled in the driveway.
我去到的时候,
looking around.
我周围看,
he must have seen me coming.
我这个朋友真的见到我了。
He came out of the door almost right away.
他立刻出来,
and got into the truck.
他上了车,
so we took off for a drive.
我们就开车了,
and as we went,
我们一路驾车的时候,
he confessed how he just smoked up.
他告诉我他刚刚吸完毒,
and said he was tired of doing that.
他说对这些生活他很厌倦,
and he wanted to be forgiven.
他很想得到怜悯,
and set free.
他可以释放。
By that time, we'd reached a place in the road
我在那时候,
where there was a pullout next to the Skeena River.
在这条河边的有一个位可以停车。
I pulled into that pullout.
我在那里把车停下来。
I got out of the truck.
我下车。
And I went to the side nearest the river.
我去到那个河边。
That would give us some privacy.
所以我们有机会聊天。
I said, if you're really serious,
我说如果你真的很认真的,
about what you just said,
你将头,即是那些话,你是认真的,
there's no better time than now
不如现在,他就去做一个决定,
to deal with it.
我们愿意将这个东西交给神。
Would you like to kneel right here,
你准备在这里跪下,
and ask for God's forgiveness?
我们向神去祈求这个赦免。
So we knelt together beside the Skeena River.
所以我们两个人一起在那条河边跪下。
And he asked for God's forgiveness.
他向神去求赦免,
and for his power to change.
愿神的大能去改变他。
It hasn't been perfect since then.
现在都未完全地脱了这个毒瘾。
But there was a marked difference from that point on.
但是在那一刻之后, 我看到一个改变。
And he has begun to grow.
他慢慢地去成长。
God is at work in his life.
神的生命去做工。
Kingdom citizenship begins not with thinking we have it all together.
神国的子民开头的时候,不是说我们有所有很多的决赛能。
But on the contrary, by humbling ourselves.
但是反转就是我们要去谦卑。
And admitting our desperate need.
去承认我们那个不足。
Longing for him to come.
去追求神在我们里面,
and do within us what we could never do.
去我们里面做一些我们自己做不到的事。
The third thing.
第三样呢?
Longing for God's way.
去愿意神,
to be the way we live with other people.
神那个生活就是我们去跟其他人生活的榜样。
Verses 6 through 9.
第6节对第9节说,
say, God blesses those who long for justice. God blesses those who act in mercy. God blesses those who live from pure motives. God blesses those who work for peace. A genuine longing of the heart for true justice. In a world where there is so much injustice, mercy that reflects his mercy,
那个连率是由神那个来的连率,
demonstrated to us in our lives.
是那个首先在我们生命里面得到那个连率。
Mercy that's like Jesus,
好似耶稣嗰个慈爱一样。
When they brought the woman caught in the act of adultery，
好似嗰个系犯奸淫嘅女人去嗰个度一样。
He said， "Neither do I condemn you."
神耶稣就话我都唔判你嘅罪。
Go and sin no more，
去从此不要再犯罪啦。
Purity of heart，
清心。
A desire after God alone，
佢就系唯一去追求神。
Confusion comes，
有时候可能会有啲迷茫。
When we seek many things in our lives，
当我哋去追求好多嘅嘢。
Purity means to desire one thing，
清心就系话只系追求一样嘅事。
To desire God's presence in our lives，
去追求神喺我哋中间嘅同在。
And all that flows to us from Him，
我哋一切流出嚟嘅嘢都系从佢而嚟嘅。
That people would be amazed，
当人哋睇到嘅时候就会诧异。
That wherever we go，
我哋无论去到边一度。
Folks are drawn towards the peacefulness，
那些人都会看到他被这个平安的吸引。
That comes from the relationship with Jesus，
就是藉着耶稣的关系那个的平安。
That they experience as they get near us，
他们就在我们身边的时候得到这个感觉。
This reality，
这个的状况
creates a humility，
他在我们里面看到一个谦卑。
And a genuineness about relationship，
是看到一个很真去对不同的关系。
Because it's not about me，
因为这件事不是因为关于我的。
It's about His life flowing through me，
是看到是神去将这个生命流露出来。
Touching others，
去接触其他的人。
As I reflect His life，
我只是将这个光照出来。
Persecution，
那里也讲到逼迫。
We don't like to think about persecution，
我们可能都不想想这样的事。
Living in such a way，
我们这个生活，
that should persecution come，
如果有逼迫临到我们的时候，
we embrace it to honor him，
我们安然去接受，因为这些会荣耀到神，
who suffered so much for us，
因为他已经为我们受了很多的苦。
The story of Helen Roosevelt，
一个宣教士叫罗海伦。
Missionary to Congo from 1953 to 1973.
1953年、1973年，佢係一個宣教士去到剛果。
Powerfully illustrates this，
佢形容就形容到呢一個逼迫。
I read this in Servant Magazine，
我喺一個服侍嘅周刊嗰度睇到。
Written by Phil Calloway，
係喺度睇到一個故事。
Dr. Roosevelt
呢個作者咧就話。
Was speaking to a group of less than enthusiastic Christian young men.
呢个罗海伦嘅宣教士就喺嗰阵时，佢同一班都唔系好留心嘅人去分享。
In a college setting，
喺一间大学大专学院里边。
It wasn't long before she realized they were bored。
佢讲咗一阵之后，就知道呢一班嘅人闷。
She stopped and said, "I don't want to bore you."
佢就停咗落嚟话，我都唔想闷大家啦。
Why don't I just take questions for about 10 minutes?
不如喺嚟紧嗰十分钟，我俾你哋问问题啦。
The first question was，
第一个问题咧
，missionaries come through all the time，
好多个宣教士都不断嘅嚟。
They talk about paying the price and suffering for Christ。
佢哋话去为基督去付呢个代价。
What did you ever suffer for Jesus？
你受咗咩代价咧
？Well， Dr. Roser said quietly。
罗海伦就话啦
，During the Simba uprising in the Congo，
喺呢个刚果嘅革命嘅时候
，I was violated twice，
我两次俾人哋侵犯。
The room grew deathly quiet，
听到嘅时候，嗰间房就好静。
Government soldiers came to my bungalow，
政府嘅兵嚟到我屋企里边
，ransacked it，
去打到乱晒啲嘢
，then grabbed me，
佢捉住我。
I was beaten and savagely kicked，
我被人打，被人踢。
Losing my back teeth through the boot of a soldier，
他踢到我的牙都甩了。
They broke my glasses so I couldn't see to defend myself，
我的眼镜被人打碎了，所以我看不到，保护不到自己。
Then one at a time， two army officers，
跟着一个，有两个人轮流的，
took me to my bedroom and violated me，
捉了我去我的房间那里强奸了我。
Afterwards, they drugged me into a clearing.
佢之後咧就將我拉咗出去一個空地嗰度。
Tied me to a tree.
綁住我喺棵樹嗰度。
and stood there laughing.
去笑我。
And while I was there,
佢当我去系绑住咗棵树嗰度。
Beaten, humiliated, and violated.
被人强奸嘅我打咗，同埋好丑。
Someone brought out the only existing handwritten manuscript.
我当时写嗰一本书，那个兵就攞出嚟。
About the work of God in the Congo that I had been writing.
我系一个手写嘅，讲神喺刚果嗰度嘅工作。
They put it on the ground in front of me and burned it.
佢将呢本嘅手写嘅版摆咗我面前，烧咗佢。
As that happened, she broke.
咁样睇到嘅时候，我就忍唔住啦。
To herself, she said, "Is it worth it?"
佢同自己讲，咁样值唔值得咧？
11 years of service poured out for the African people.
11年喺嗰度嘅侍奉，为到非洲嘅人去服侍。
And now this.
而家咁样嘅收场。
The minute I said that.
当我喺心里面一讲嘅时候
，God's Holy Spirit settled over that terrible scene.
神嘅灵就降咗喺嗰度。
My daughter.
话我嘅女儿。
The question is not, is it worth it?
你应该不是问你值不值得，这样值不值得。
The question is, am I worthy?
就是说我配不配得呢？
Am I the Lord Jesus who gave his life for you?
我是主耶稣基督为你舍命。
Worthy for you to make this kind of sacrifice for me?
配不配得你现在受这个苦楚呢？
And God broke my heart.
那个神，佢呢个宣教士就话神将我心碎咗。
I looked up and said，
我向天望一望就话
，Oh Lord Jesus， yes， you are worth it。
主耶稣基督啊，你系配得嘅。
For you are worthy。
因为你系配得嘅。
Many of us face，
我哋好多人要面对
，and want to shrink back，
可能都想退后
，from lesser persecution such as teasing。
可能一啲好少好少嘅一啲嘅就係俾人哋嘲笑
，ridicule or shunning，
可能人哋會去排擠你。
Is our Lord who died for us worthy of our giving Him that honor？
我哋呢一個耶穌為我哋受死，配唔配得咧
？Yes, He is worthy。
係佢係配得嘅。
Because he gave his all for us.
因为他已经将一切去为我们去放弃。
Verse 10 says.
第十节那里说。
God blesses those who are persecuted.
他说受逼迫的就有福。
Because they live for God.
因为他们为神而活。
Kingdom citizenship involves.
这个神国的子民呢就是。
A commitment to the kingdom. That accepts even the possibility of persecution.
会去安然接受受逼迫呢个可能性。
These ideas,
呢啲嘅谂法
，these concepts,
呢啲嘅想法
，so foreign to the natural mind,
系同呢个世界嗰个谂法好唔同
，and so contrary to the normal stream,
系同呢个世界嘅想法系相反嘅
，and flow of society.
是跟这个世界很不同
Shake us to the core
去影响我到我们的中心里面
And remind us
去提醒我们
Of the very point of the Beatitudes
就是这八福里面那个主题
It is not my self-sufficiency
我们不是去靠自己
It is my humble recognition before God
是我们在神面前去认定
Of my absolute need and reliance on Him.
是因为我们是完全去需要神。
The impact of the Beatitudes
这个八福的影响就是
is to bring us to humility
是将我们带到一个谦虚的地方
to the feet of Jesus
去到神的面前
realizing that it is by His work alone
去认识到真是只是藉着祂的
that we will be able to reflect His light
我们只是去将他的光去反照出来
To a lost and dying world
去令到这个迷失的世界可以得到这个光
If this is not just an endless flow of words
如果这一段的八福不是只是一个讲论
If this is not just a prayer prayed long ago
如果这个不是只是很久很久之前的一段祷文
If it does indeed change our lives
如果真的这一段的经文会影响到我们的生命的话呢
Then we have a light.
我们就有这个光。
The light of Jesus within us.
是耶稣的光在我们里面。
To reflect to a needy world.
去光照这个需要，很需要的世界。
In fact, something profound.
真是有一些很不同的事。
Has transpired in our lives.
在我们的生命里面发生了。
We have something to be excited about.
我们有一些很值得兴奋的事。
We have a joy the whole world is looking for.
我们有这个喜乐是世界人每一个都在找的。
And will never find in any other place.
但是同时他们不会在其他地方找到。
Than in a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
只是在跟这个耶稣的关系里面才找到的。
One night at about 8:30 p.m.
一晚八点半的时候。
I started to get text messages from Billy Gunnanig.
我收到一个原住民的短信。
One of the fellows I regularly visit.
这个是我经常都去探他的人。
He explained that one of his friends was asking him questions.
他跟我说他有一个朋友问他很多问题。
Questions about how his life had started to change.
问下他的生命怎样改变呢？
Billy said he explained to him.
我这个朋友就跟他另外一个朋友说。
That it had begun.
是这个开始呢？
As Bart met with him and talked about God.
就是阿巴牧师跟他讲神的时候。
How God wanted to touch and change his life.
神怎样想去接触去改变他的生命？
He said, I prayed to ask Jesus into my life.
我的朋友就说我祈祷祈求神进入我的生命里面。
And God began slowly to change me.
神就慢慢慢慢地改变。
We continued to text back and forth.
我们不断地去短信来往。
Finally, after about 20 minutes,
他咁经过了20分钟之后呢，
He texted and said,
他同我就藉着短信同我讲，
My friend just prayed a prayer to receive Christ into his life.
我的另外这个朋友刚刚他都做了同样祈祷邀请耶稣入他的生命里面。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When our lives are changed,
当我们生命改变的时候，
from the inside out,
是由里至外的改变，
by this glorious light of Jesus,
是藉着这个耶稣这么荣耀的光去改变我们。
And people see the new way we're starting to live.
别人看到我们这个新的生活。
It has a profound impact on their lives.
就会可以影响到其他的人。
You can be sure.
你可以去即是确认。
That some who are exposed to the light.
有其他人接触到这个光的时候。
Will come to know Christ for themselves.
他们亦都会被基督去影响到。
Because of his light.
因为这个是他的光。
Shining through our lives.
藉着我们的生命显出来。
What a privilege.
是一个很好的荣耀。
Such a life could not be possible.
这个生命是不可能。
It could not be sustained.
不是藉着我们自己去转到，藉着去生活到出来的。
On the basis of adherence to law.
不可以藉着守律法去做到。
It was in relationship with their king.
只是这个藉着这个天国的国王的关系才做得到。
That this new life was to spring.
这个新生活就才是一个涌出来。
In coming to him with the poverty of our own brokenness.
当他们去到神面前承认我们的不足的贫乏的时候。
That we would be able to know his sufficiency.
我们就知道他那个的满足那个完全。
In our broken condition.
在我们这个破碎的情况里面。
Raising us up to be what we otherwise had no hope to be.
去将我们做一些我们靠自己做不到的事。
This is indeed the message of the Christ life.
这个就是基督生命那个的道。
Only with Christ dwelling within us,
唯有基督在我们里面活着，
could we begin to live out a life,
我们才可以受到这个生活，
that would reflect the life,
我们才可以将这个的生命，
the light,
生这个的光，
and the presence of the King,
跟神那个的同在，
Jesus.
同耶稣的同在。
Kingdom living would then reflect.
我们这个天国的生活就显出。
His life.
是显出了基督的生命。
To enter into the life of a citizen of the kingdom.
去做这个神国子民的生命的时候。
Was to enter into something far greater than ourselves. This life was later referred to in Colossians 1:27.
在哥羅西書1:27節嗰度話,
as Christ in you,
基督在你嗰度,
the hope of glory.
是榮耀的盼望。
That life
这个生命,
is available to us today.
今日我们就可以得到,
Hebrews 13:8.
希伯來書13:8節
said Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
他說耶穌今日、昨日、以後都不改變。
That same life
这个生命
coming from Christ
藉著基督的生命
is available to us.
是我们可以得到的。
That transformed life
这个改变的生命
is ours to receive
我们可以得到
by faith and trust in Him today.
这个藉着信心去信靠耶稣就可以。
The light,
这个光,
the impact on people's lives,
这个对别人生命的影响,
can happen in our lives and through our lives.
可以藉着在我们生命里面和藉着我们生命去显出来。
As we humbly ask His presence,
当我们谦卑地去求祂的同在,
and His power,
去求祂的权能,
to flow through us. Humbling ourselves.
去令到我们很谦卑,
letting go of our lives.
将我们自己的生命放低,
in order to have the life He would give to us.
去承受那个祂会给我们的生命,
the life that He desires to reflect through us.
祂希望我们将那个光显出来的生命,
to a lost and dying world. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus,
神啊, 我们感谢你,
for your wonderful gift. Thank you that you came and suffered for us.
很多谢因为你为到我们去受害受苦,
and that you are worthy of every sacrifice.
你是我们所有的困难,你都是配得的。
We come in humility to you,
我们谦卑地来到你面前,
acknowledging our spiritual poverty,
承认我们那个灵里面的不足,
humbling ourselves before you,
在你里面谦卑地,
and asking for mercy and grace,
去求你那个慈爱, 求你那个恩典,
asking you to live out and through us,
愿意你都是去我们里面生活,
so that we may reflect your light,
所以我们就可以将你那个光照出来,
to a lost and dying world.
去为到这个迷失的世界做见证。
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
神啊，多谢你。
Amen.
Amen.